Welcome to Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins, where you will learn from the experts how to build relationships and convert them into money. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Dirk Cummins.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins. I'm your host, Dirk Cummins, and the opening segment of our show is being brought to you by GMS Dental Centers of Excellence. Dislike going to the dentist? GMS Dental Centers of Excellence will change your mind and brighten your smile. Visit any of their 8 Houston locations today and be wild. You can find them at www.gmsdent.com. I'm really excited about today's show. Our featured guest is Michael Halper, the author of Cold Calling Equation, Problem Solved, and the founder of Launchpad Solutions, LLC. But before we meet our guest, I'd like to say thank you to all of our ambassadors and sponsors for all the great works they perform within the small business community. But most of all, I'd like to thank all the listeners of our show. Each week, you reach out to us with your phone calls and emails so that we can help you, the small business owners, succeed in your business. If you'd like to call in and talk with us, you can reach us at 347-989-1363. Again, that's 347-989-1363. Or if you'd like to comment on the show, if you have any suggestions for any upcoming shows, even criticisms about our current or past shows, you can go to www.networkingonmainstreetwithdirkcummins.com. And Dirk Cummins is spelled D-I-R-K-C-U-M-M-I-N-S. You can send us an email or register to be a guest, or you can tweet us at Tough Talk Radio or on Facebook at Tough Talk Radio. And if you'd like to be a guest on our show, all you need to do is go to our website at Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins and click on the Register to be a Guest tab, and our producer, Tony Gambone, will get you scheduled. Again, if you'd like to call in to speak with the host or any of the guests that we have on the show, you can call us at 347-989-1363. And right now I'd like to bring on our first guest of today before we go too much farther. His name is Michael Halper. And Michael is the president of his own business. And this is important because, as you know, being the president of your own business means you have to walk the walk every day of the week. And because our show is dedicated to small businesses, you can learn much from the guests. Michael is also the author of The Cold Calling Equation, Problem Solved. And again, he's the founder of Launchpad Solutions, LLC. Good morning, Michael. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dirk. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. And I know probably a number of our listeners have not had the opportunity to meet you or to hear you speak or possibly even read your book. Why don't you fill us in? Let them get to know you a little bit. Tell us about Michael.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, as you mentioned, currently, I guess for the past 3 years, I've been running my own business, and that business is Launchpad Solutions. Can definitely go into that in more detail, but I guess a little bit of background on what led me to that point. From a career standpoint, I've been really, I'm a sales professional, working on the front lines in mostly hunting roles in the B2B space, mostly technology. So, you know, starting with my first gig, working in technology, about half of that time was spent in inside sales, working in call center environments, doing a lot of business over the phone. And the other half was spent really in field sales, working sort of a remote part of a global team or national team. During those years, probably spread across about 5 or 6 different companies, about spread across about 13 years. And, you know, there were a lot of ups and downs. I think that all the business owners and all the salespeople that are listening to this, you know, probably can appreciate that, you know, there's highs, there's lows, there's a lot of challenges when you're either building a business or trying to sell something or being in sales. I mean, you're we're all always selling something, and sales is all around us. So anyways, I tell you, a lot of my assignments were fairly challenging. I felt like I drew the short end of the stick when I was given a lot of my territories. They were a lot of hunting patches, meaning I was assigned with going after getting new business, either assigned getting back old business that left. They were just never really, you know, easy territories or easy assignments. And believe it or not, along the way, well, I guess it's probably pretty believable, is I haven't always been successful. In those early years, I experienced failure. And it wasn't from a lack of effort. It wasn't from a lack of trying. I came to work early. I stayed at work late. A lot of my job involved picking up the phone, and I picked up the phone and I tried real hard. But the thing about sales is that trying real hard isn't good enough. If you're talking to a prospect on a prospecting call, and you're really giving it your all, that does not mean that prospect's going to give you a meeting. If you're really trying to sell real hard, that doesn't mean that prospect is going to buy from you. There are some professions where working hard will get you a lot of the way there. In a manual labor type of job, you might have the wrong form, like if you're digging a ditch. And if your hands aren't at the right position on the shovel, and you're digging a ditch and you're doing it incorrectly, but you work real hard, you're going to have a hole there after a while. You know, it might not be as quick, but you'll get there eventually. In sales, it doesn't work that way. You might get lucky, but anyway, so I tried real hard, and I experienced a lot of ups and downs, and then I started to really, you know, realize that this is something I'm passionate about. This is something that I love to do. How can I be more successful? Through self-education, by reading books and learning, trying to follow a lot of the gurus out there. I mean, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Sales is one of the oldest professions, and people have been through what you're going through.
So, you know, Michael, one of the things that that most small business people have in common is, and probably most all sales people have in common, is that they dread picking up the phone and making the phone call. And I know, without getting into this too deeply from a psychological standpoint, what have you found generally holds people back from picking up the phone and making a call? Is it the preparation, or is it just, you know, that double-edged sword, fear of success, fear of failure? Because I don't believe it's a thing, well, we dread hearing the word no, because, shoot, we've heard the word no since we were little babies and have figured out millions of different ways to get around the word no.
You know, believe it or not, I think that one of the main factors is what you just said is hearing the word no. And what that ties to is when we're told no, that's rejection. And I believe that, and I've done some research on the subject, but there is a fear in us that when we need to approach a stranger, whether that's in a business situation, maybe a networking event, maybe it's a cold call, or it might be in a social situation, when we're, you know, trying to meet someone or talk to someone that we don't know, when a man pursues a woman, or even a woman pursuing a man socially, there is a high probability of rejection in that scenario. In fact, the most likely outcome, whether you're selling or trying to talk to someone that you don't know, it's probably more likely that you will be rejected. It's kind of like a baseball player is more likely to get out when they're at bat. And that's just the mathematics of it. But, you know, so you stand to get rejected, and believe it or not, even the biggest, strongest, most physically strongest, or even the most experienced salespeople still hate rejection. And the reason why we hate rejection is because it's in our DNA, it's in our code, which is there's a Maslow's hierarchy of needs actually that breaks down your needs as a person, and then the most basic need that we have is to eat and to survive and whatnot, and the third level of need is to feel belonging. That's right behind the need for security, to be safe, to not be attacked. So what that, and not to get into a psychological conversation, but what that means is that it's almost as important to us that you don't attack me with a knife as it is for you to accept me and to say that you're okay and I want to hear what you have to say or I like you. So that's all at a subconscious level. We don't know that that's all going on, but when it's time to pick up the phone and call someone, and there's a 30% chance that, I mean, I'm sorry, a 70% chance that that call's not going to go well, then we know that, and we dread, that's what creates that dread. And so...
Well, how much of it is because the salesperson is not prepared, they've set an unrealistic expectation for what their goals should be or their outcome should be on that particular call?
Yeah, so that's a good question, and so I'll answer that question, and I'll also finish up your other question, which is what's driving this not this threat of making calls. So the other factor is that we are prepared, and when you're not prepared for something, you have a little bit more anxiety, a little bit more stress. And to give you another analogy, if you think about maybe going back into your high school days or when you were at some level of schooling, and there was an exam, and I don't know if everybody can relate to this, but hopefully most can. There might be an exam where you weren't prepared at all, and then compare that to an exam that for some reason you just studied lights out and you knew the information inside and out. And if you think about the exam that you were ready for, you probably had little discomfort, little anxiety. You almost didn't even look forward to it. You took the exam, it felt good, and you couldn't wait to get the score back, and it was just a really good, smooth process. And then you compare that to the other example, which is maybe one that more of us can relate to, the one where we weren't as prepared as we should have been. There's anxiety, there's dread, and then you didn't even want to get the grade back, you know? So that example is kind of more related to the making of the sales calls because we're not prepared. We don't. Salespeople and business owners, we just want to jump in with both feet. So it's time to make some prospecting calls. We're just going to pick up the phone. We know our business. We know our products. Let's just make these calls, and we'll find our way through the process. And so, you don't really know which direction the call is going to go because you're not really prepared. And so that creates a little bit of that, feeds into the dread as well. And
Michael,
yep.
I need to let everybody know that you're going to be joining us throughout the show today, and this segment of our show is brought to you by GMS Dental Centers of Excellence. Dislike going to the dentist? GMS Dental Centers of Excellence will change your mind and brighten your smile. Visit any of their 8 Houston locations today and be wowed. You can find them at www.gms.com. And now a word from our sponsors.
Are you concerned about your job, your career, or your future? When you become CARE certified in the workplace, these concerns will be eliminated while your career soars in the process. Up until now, CARE certification was only available through company-sponsored seminars, but now you can become CARE certified in the workplace on your own time. Order Module 1 today and begin the transformation. There's unlimited opportunity in the workplace today, provided you have the right strategy. Becoming CARE certified is the right strategy. For more information and to order, go to charliespeaking.com.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com. Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to MainStreetChamber.org. How can we help your business grow?
Welcome back to Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins. I'm your host, Dirk Cummins, and this segment of the show is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get the word out about your business, check out the Tough Talk Radio Network at toughtalkradionetwork.com. And today our guest is Michael Halper, who has written a wonderful book on cold calling. And Michael, can you tell the folks just a bit before we get back to what we were talking about your book on cold calling?
Sure. So the book is called The Cold Calling Equation, and so what it's called the equation because if you think of a mathematical equation, by the way, as you can tell, I'm a fairly analytical guy, and some might appreciate that and some might not, but if you think about an equation, an equation will have all these different variables, and you have to, if you know the variables, then you can solve the equation. So what I basically have done is I've broken down sales prospecting and broken down calling into all the different mechanics, and each mechanical component of that process is a chapter in the book. So there's a chapter on gatekeepers. There's a chapter on dealing with objections. There's a chapter on building interest. There is a chapter on finding pain, and so on. There's actually about 20 some odd chapters. But I wanted to make it simple so that, by the way, in my business, I hire people that have no sales experience. In fact, I probably prefer to hire people with no sales experience. We do telesales, and I believe that you can have zero sales experience and be an excellent cold caller. And just because you have 20 years of experience doesn't mean that you would be good at phone prospecting, because it's all about knowing the mechanics. And so the book, if you can focus on the chapters for the areas where you want improvement, and the concept of the book is that if you understand each of the chapters, each of the variables, you can solve the problem, which the cold calling is a problem for everybody. Either we don't want to do it, or we don't know how to do it, or we're not any good at it, or we're not getting the results that we want. So the problem is everywhere. And so the book.
Now, Mike, it's interesting. I'm going through your book now and implementing some of the information that you have in there, because all of us in business, cold calling is a necessity, no matter how much we try to say it's not, it is. But what's interesting is when you go to Amazon.com and look up your book, the first words in the book description are, cold calling is a blood sport. And that's an interesting description of what cold calling is. But, you know, I've taught classes in sales, and cold calling is part of that regimen. And actually, in the classes that I teach, we actually have a workshop that day and make actual live calls. And it's amazing how I can see just fear overtake a reasonable person. I mean, you can see it in their face, and it just their whole demeanor, everything changes when they know that they have to pick up the phone and start making the phone calls, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, and it's challenging. It's a tough environment, but there are things that you can do to improve your results. But even when you operate at an optimum level, you're still going to run into no's. You're always going to run into objections. But there are things you can do to prepare for those objections. there are even things that you can do to mentally prepare for those no's. There are things you can do to have stronger mental strength. There's a chapter in the book called Inner Game, which focuses on that. Because you have to have a strong mental foundation, or you're not going to have the stamina to get through the ups and downs. But it is a blood sport out there, but it's the means of doing business.
We started talking in the last segment a bit about having expectations and for the call. And I know that years ago, this goes back into the 1980s when I went to work for a company called Shearson American Express. The theory back then was, before I went to work for Shearson, was you make 100 phone calls a day. And then Shearson turned around, and I think they got it from the Xerox school of, well, it's not about the phone calls, it's about the contacts. And we know that if you make 40 new contacts a day in that industry, you'll be a success. How have the expectations changed over the years?
Well, I mean, I agree with, the direction of that, I guess, that evolution, which is, that kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier, which is it's just not about cranking out calls and working hard. If your message is off, if you're not asking the right questions, then your effort can lead to zero results. I mean, hopefully they lead to at least something. But then if you flip that on the other side to say, well, if I just only improve what I'm asking and I improve how I sound and I improve my preparation for objections, then you can drastically improve your effectiveness. And then if you think of the sales funnel, the sales funnel is what the majority of sales management uses, which is you put in activity into the top of the funnel, and all that activity, in this case it might be phone prospecting or it could be meetings, the phone prospecting leads to conversations, and the conversations lead to so many meetings, and so many meetings lead to so many number of leads, and so many number of leads, when you factor in your close rate, lead to closed business. So that's the sales funnel. And the majority of us focus on the top of the funnel, in terms of just putting in more activity. I need more results, so I'm going to do more. I'm a business owner, I need more sales, so I'm going to hire more staff, put more into the top of the funnel. But the reality is that, and what gets overlooked, is what's going on inside the funnel, those ratios. Why are so many calls leading to so many meetings? Well, what can we do to improve that ratio? And so that's what I look at, and that's what my book and everything that I focus on is, the top of the funnel is important. We have to have activity. That's great. But what are we doing after that? What are we doing to improve those ratios? Because there, you have tremendous control there. Clearly what you say, what you ask. You might hear me mentioning objections. I've worked with so many salespeople, and the majority of people that I've worked with, I don't think they really have ever listed out the objections that they will consistently run into. And they're the same ones. Your price is too much. Your product's too complicated. I'm not interested. We don't have any budget for this year. I'm not interested. We're already using somebody. There's only about 10 of them, and they're slightly different for the company that you work for. But you need to know the 10 objections that you're going to face, and the majority of salespeople or business owners don't. I mean, they might know them if they were asked, but then you could say, well, what are your responses for those 10? What are your responses just to either? I mean, at a first level, you want to just have responses that keep conversations going. So, I mean, if someone says, we're already using somebody today, instead of saying, well, you should change, which is to try to overcome that objection, by saying you should change to us because we have a lifetime warranty. Does your provider have a lifetime warranty? That's trying to overcome itself. If someone says, well, we're already using somebody today, a great response to that is, oh, great. How long have you been using them? What do you like about their product? What don't you like? And so then those questions, well, you're going to get some answers, and they're going to say, well, We've been using them for 3 years. We like that it's easy to use. We don't like that they sort of nickel and dime you, you know? And we could talk about that.
Well, you know, Michael, there seems to be something that's absolutely recurring in everything that you're talking about, and it's something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's the word conversations. It's about conversations, not about fancy ways to overcome objections with trickery and things like that. It's actually having a conversation about it, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's a great point, and something that I kind of skipped over, which is so we do phone prospecting for other businesses. That's sort of Launchpad Solutions. That's one of our core services. And so we develop a lot of cold call scripts and campaigns for these other businesses. All of our scripts are designed to create conversation. So at the core of our scripts are questions. What are you using today? You know, what's your level of interest in improving this area? You know, and so we try to call and create conversations. In fact, I think that sort of the traditional sales approach is, I'm going to call you, I'm going to talk about my business and my product, I'm going to try to get you interested in that so then I can meet with you. And so we come at it from the other side, as we try to create conversations, and our scripts are all focused on talking about the prospect. You know, we introduce ourselves as being with such and such company, and we might throw a value statement out there that says, this is how we help. We help businesses to get more prospect, to improve their prospecting. And then we move on to talk about the prospect. There's kind of like this hidden message of, I'll talk about me later. I want to talk about you. We don't say that. And then we say, so how are things going in this area? You know, are you the right person to talk to about this? You know, you're absolutely right. And then when we have conversations, it brings the prospect in, and we get them talking. We ask a lot of open-ended questions. And when they're talking, they're getting engaged, and then we're getting some very good information. And
well, one of the things that your book points out so well is that the value statement, which is generally your opening statement when you're introducing yourself to someone, is not to be a commercial for your company. It's to be what the value is of your product or service to your prospect, isn't it?
Absolutely. So I think just about everybody kind of has an introduction statement, and the most common introduction statement is a mention of the company that they work for and what they sell. That's what you sell is the most common one. And I'm sure that the business owners, you know, in your audience listening to this, go to a lot of networking events, and you say to somebody, well, what do you do? Oh, I sell such and such. You know, there's no value in that statement. That's a company introduction statement or a product introduction statement. So we push our clients and our employees to get away from products and away from the company that you work for and focus on the value that you offer. So what you sell, how does that help? And that's your value statement. So my value statement is that I help small business owners to improve their leads from new clients. Or I help small business owners to increase their sales revenue by improving the area of prospecting.
Michael, on that note, we're going to have to take another break. And this segment of the show is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get the word out about your business, check out the Tough Talk Radio Network. Go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com, and we'll be right back.
Join us at Government Procurement Connections, GPC, making the right connections at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, on March 28, 2013. The GPC is the premier conference shining brightly from the Southwest region of the United States. GPC, making the right connections, features must-attend workshops under one roof, face-to-face meetings, information-packed expos, and opportunities to introduce your products or services to over 200 local, state, and federal agencies, as well as large prime exhibitors. So register today You can do so by going to HoustonGPC.org. That's HoustonGPC.org. Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action. Airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word. Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to mainstreetchamber.org. How can we help your business grow?
Welcome back to Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins. This segment is brought to you by the Forward Thinkers and Doers at Next Step Next. We'll be continuing our conversation with Michael Halper. If you'd like to call in and speak with us during the show, just call 347-989-1363. Or you can tweet us at Tough Talk Radio, and we're on Facebook at Tough Talk Radio also. Again, that phone number is 347-989-1363. Michael, in the last segment, we were talking about some of the stuff from your book on cold calling, and one of the things that I'm really excited about that you're doing is that you're creating a system where people who may have trouble figuring out what to say and when to say it in a conversation, you've got a system put together already that is working well because I'm using it. And you want to introduce that system to us?
Yeah, sure. So I kind of skimmed the surface on what we do previously. At Launchpad, we do call campaigns for other businesses. So we've been doing that for about 3 years. And when I start a project for a client, I need to learn – let me back up. The very first step that we do for a client is we'll meet with them for about 2 hours. And during that two-hour meeting, I'll ask a bunch of questions that extract a bunch of information, and then I take that information and I produce a cold call script. We produce email templates. We produce objection responses. We produce a bunch of different documents. And I started I basically developed a tool that automates that whole process. So instead of us having a two-hour consulting engagement and then me spending an hour putting together a bunch of documents, I developed a piece of software that you, if you wanted to hire us, or actually, if you just wanted our scripts and you didn't want us to do the calling, you can go to our software, and it's basically like a wizard. Something that I think is a good way to explain it is if you've ever used TurboTax. TurboTax is, you know, that online accounting software, and if you haven't used it, I'll describe it, but you basically go through like 8 or 10 different pages of questions on TurboTax, and they ask you your personal information, how much you made, and you answer these questions, and you don't really know where the answers are going, and then at the end of the process, you're able to print all your tax documents. And so it's actually kind of the same type of tool. The tool will take you through about 8 stages, and there's about 5 to 10 questions on each stage. And the questions will ask you about your products that you sell, the value that those products offer, the challenges that those products resolve, and so on. And so those answers – so basically it identifies the key details about what you sell and what you're doing, and it plugs all those details into a library of call scripts, meeting scripts, there's voicemail scripts, email templates, sales presentation, objection response document that's produced. It goes on and on. It even produces an editorial calendar for your blog. If you're a business owner, you have a blog, it'll give you a year's worth of topics to write articles on and so on. It's called SalesCripter. I guess I should give it a little bit of a plug there. And my business is Launchpad Solutions, and then we've developed this software. I'm actually partnering with Sales Nexus. Sales Nexus is a CRM application that we use, CRM and email marketing application that we use at Launchpad to manage all of our campaigns. And it was kind of using their software that kind of helped me to build out a lot of the framework for the prototype. And so I actually reached out to them asking for their help, since they've developed a software as a service application. Now, I'm a sales guy, and so I reached out to them asking, you know, if they could help me to build this. So they're partners in that company. It's a standalone company. It's called SalesCripter, and you can check it out by going to salescripter.com. We launched it about a month ago, and it's currently in a beta state, and we're offering it at no cost in the beta format. We will always offer a version of the SalesCripter at no cost. It's kind of the SalesCripter Lite product, so you can get in and check it out. But we will be offering a premium packaged product towards the end of March, end of this month. And so get in there now and check it out for free. Oh, it's wide open.
You know, and you know that I've been going through SalesCripter for us at Main Street Chamber and some of the other businesses that we're involved with. And, you know, you really... It's brought it to a much needed science, because scripts and cold calling have been so hit and miss in the past. And this actually drills down when you're going through the process of if you will, having SalesCripter interview you. And wow, the stuff that comes out at the end is phenomenal. I mean, everything from what to say on in voicemail scripts, because first of all, I think today more than ever, we all know that we get more voicemails than we do actual contacts on the phone most of the time. And by having the right words to say, we're starting to see results as well from that.
Oh, great. That's great.
Now,
to hear.
When people come in and talk with you, and I know that you have your own firm that does this type of marketing for companies. Let's talk about your employees for a minute, the people that are out there on the front lines making their cold calls. What's a reasonable, let's say that they're appointment setting phone calls, that's what they're making. What's a reasonable expectation as to what you consider to be a good day's work? It's been a successful day.
You mean in terms of results?
Yes.
Well, you know, actually, so we get the question of what are the results that you guys produce all the time, and for our business, and I think that unfortunately the right answer is that it depends. It depends on the business that you're in. It depends because it depends on who you're calling, right? So if you're a salesperson or a business owner, or you're a telesales person working for me, and you're trying to call director level people, prospects, and you put in so many hours in the day, and if you change that variable of the title that you're trying to reach from director to VP, the level of results are going to go down, just because it's more challenging to get those appointments or to get those meetings. So, unfortunately, the answer is it depends on the industry that you're in, the product that you sell, the size of business that you're calling into, the department that you're calling into, the level that you're calling into. If you're calling into HR versus IT, you're going to get different results. So it's really difficult you know, to measure, to really to benchmark what should I be achieving.
I brought that up because most business owners and salespeople, they get frustrated early on, and they think that they're not making headway when the reality of it is that, you know, the headway depends on whom you're actually making the phone call to.
Well, and that's a good point. And I think that might be human nature, is that we're very outcome dependent, and we want immediate results. And what I would say to that is that look for the small wins and the small steps forward. For example, if you call a gatekeeper and they say, "Let me put you through to their," they're away from their desk. You want their voicemail. And let's say you don't know the person's name. You say, "I'm trying to reach the IT director. Can you point me in the right direction, please?" And they say, "Well, they're out of town. Do you want his voicemail?" Say sure, and get transferred to the voicemail. Don't leave a message if it's maybe your first call, but listen to the voicemail and grab the name, and then enter that name into your CRM. And you might feel like, well, I'm just not accomplishing anything today, but you just got the name. And now when you call back, you don't have to say, "Can you connect me with the IT director? Can you connect me with Mary Gonzalez?" And so you've taken one small step forward. And so what I tell my employees is try to accomplish something on every cold call. You might not get the appointment, but either get a name, get an internal referral. You talked to someone, they said, I'm not interested. Well, okay, well, do you know who else in your company that I should maybe reach out to? Get an internal referral. Ask information. The gatekeeper won't let you through. Well, just start asking the gatekeeper your qualifying questions. Hey, what are you guys using for such and such? You know, and the gatekeeper, especially if it's an executive assistant at an executive level, they're going to have great information. So you might not be getting those appointments, but just try to get something out of every call. And so that's what I would say to that.
Well, and that's some great advice, because fortunately I had a mentor years ago that had taught me, look, it's, you know, you can actually just sit down one morning and make phone calls to find out who it is that you need to talk to, and don't even ask to talk to them. Just, you know, say, "Hey, I'm looking for the director of IT. I need to send some information about our company to them. Who would I send it to?" And, you know, it's amazing that they turn around at that point and are willing to give you a lot of that information. And I always followed it up with, "Well, by the way, are they in? You know, is Joe in?" "Well, yeah, he's in." "Oh, okay." Or, you know, you're going to get his voicemail or whatever. But they don't mind trying to help you as long as you work within whatever their authority is. Because a lot of them, you know, are told that, "No, you know, I can't take any calls. I have 15 meetings today, and I'm sorry, I just can't take any calls today."
Mm-hmm.
So do you find that that works as well by enlisting the gatekeeper as your ally at this point?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're naturally going to be your enemy. And many of them have been assigned to keep you out. So if you just try to blast your way through, you're gonna face resistance. So there are things you can do to try to shift them from an enemy to an ally, and you know, you can build that relationship. You can show them respect, and I love the tactic that you just described there. There's things you can do to kind of fly in under the radar. One of the things that we always recommend is name dropping. So you name drop someone, and that makes it look like you're not just some complete outsider. You've already done business with them, and even if you haven't spoken to anybody, you might know that you might have the name of someone else in the organization. You can just say, we're planning on meeting with Tony Wilson, but next month. But we want to reach the HR director before we, you know, talk to them. So can you point me in the right direction? We've never even talked to Tony.
I know. Well, yeah. Michael, hold on just a second. We're up against a hard break, and this segment was being brought to you by the Forward and Thinkers and Doers at Next Step Next, and we'll be right back after these messages. Thank you.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join us at Government Procurement Connections, GPC, making the right connections at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas, on March 28, 2013. The GPC is the premier conference shining brightly from the southwest region of the United States. GPC Making the Right Connections features must-attend workshops under one roof, face-to-face meetings, information-packed expos, and opportunities to introduce your products or services to over 200 local, state, and federal agencies, as well as large prime exhibitors. So register today. You can do so by going to HoustonGPC.org. That's HoustonGPC.org. Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to mainstreetchamber.org. How can we help your business grow?
Welcome back to Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins. We're in our final segment of our show, the takeaway segment. If you'd like to call in and speak with our guest, Michael Halford, the number is 347-989-1363, or you can tweet your questions or send them to us on Facebook. You can tweet us at Tough Talk Radio, Facebook at Tough Talk Radio. My featured guest today is Michael Halford, the author of The Cold Calling Equation, Problem Solved, and the founder of Launchpad Solutions, LLC. And he's also designed something called the Sales Scripter, which helps all of us who have been extremely inept over the years of putting together the right things to say at the right time when we're trying to reach people. Michael, I'd be remiss if I didn't turn around and say, hey, in this final segment, why don't you right off the top tell our listeners how they can get hold of you?
I think the best first step that I would recommend to somebody is to go to Sales Scripter, because that is a way for you to learn a little bit more about the value that we have to offer you all. And it's wide open and free right now, and there will always be a light free version. So that's always going to be a good first step. And so you can go to www.salesscripter.com, and that's Scripter with an E-R. I think I've seen a lot of people spell it with an O-R, but it's E-R. And there's a contact us page on there if you want to get a hold of us and send us an email. But get in there, test it out, and then we'll have your info and we can stay in contact with you. And then the Sales Scripter has, as I mentioned earlier, about 8 stages of questions. Those stages align with 8 chapters in my book, and there's also 20 chapters total in my book. And if anything that we've talked about really connects with you, then my book will probably be one of the most economical ways for you to get more information on how we help businesses. $15, and it's on Amazon. And it'll give you real clear, practical tactics that you can implement immediately, and you'll see an immediate improvement in your conversations that you're having while you're prospecting.
And, folks, if you want to get Michael's book, in addition to the hard copy, you can also download it from on your Kindle device as well from Amazon. And you can get started on it before the day's over to help solve some of the challenges that you're experiencing out there. In our takeaway segment, Michael, can you give us maybe 3 points where the folks out there can begin to turn themselves around and actually embrace the necessity, not necessarily like it, but embrace the necessity of being able to pick up the phone and make phone calls?
Oh, geez. You know, I mean, to pick 3, that's tough because there's just so many small things that you can do to positively impact your results. But, you know, I think that there's a few key steps that we always push our clients to for a direction to go in. And so one is going to be qualifying your prospects. I think that, and speaking from all of this is speaking from experience, meaning I did the wrong thing first. We can often try to sell to anybody that'll give us time, but that doesn't make sense. Your time is extremely valuable, and not every prospect that will take a meeting from you is going to be a good fit. So you can really improve your results by being more selective over the prospects that you meet with and the prospects that you determine to give presentations to, and that you spend time building proposals for, and that you put in your pipeline. If you're a salesperson, that you start reporting up into management, get more selective over those. And I know that's when sometimes you just want to find a deal, you don't want to be more selective, but that will help you to free up more time to find better prospects, and that'll clean up your pipeline. And a lot of times people say, well, I'm not a good closer, and how do I improve my close rate? Well, if you want to improve your close rate, get more selective of the prospects that you try to close. So that would be one, just qualifying. There's a chapter in my book on qualifying, and the sales scripter will help you with qualifying. So the other thing is that we focus a lot on pain. If there's no pain, there's no reason to make a change. If there's no pain, there's no reason for a prospect to meet with you. So when you're talking with prospects, focus on what they have, what the challenges that they're having. When understand the pain that your products resolve. The sales scripter will help you to identify clearly all of the pain points that your products resolve and know those and share those with prospects. When you're talking with prospects, when most of my clients, they have challenges with this, this, and this. Can you relate to that? And if they can't and everything's good, then move on to the next one. So that would be the second. And then third, and I'm probably running out of time here, but just focus on your value. Forget about your product, your products and features and whatnot. Your prospects care about what's in it for me. How can you help me? And the answer to that is the value that you offer. So I'd focus on that. And I could keep going, but you limited me to 3, so I'll leave it there.
Well, and you know, the 3 is usually a good number, I think, because part of the human condition is we're conditioned to work in those parameters. If I can do 3 things, I can get something accomplished. But please, folks out there, pick up Michael's book and go to salescripter.com and take advantage of the beta version of SalesScripter. You'll learn so much about your business and what other people think of your business. One of the things is we get hung up on this thing between features and benefits a lot of times, and I know that fortunately I was taught early on that every benefit statement needs to begin with what this means to you is. And you know, when we start going through the sales scripter and figuring out especially our value, it's amazing how it transforms us from features into what truly is the value of what we do. Like in Michael's case, if I were hiring his firm to get sales appointments for our staff, then, you know, he's going to talk to me about, well, okay, Dirk, what's the value that your company brings to the table? And I think a lot of times we forget that it's value. It's about the value for the customer. Now, Michael, you've got an interesting networking event coming up this month. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, sure. So, let's see. I'm the president of the Houston chapter of the American Association of Inside Sales Professionals. So it's a long title. I know it's a mouthful, but it's basically it's a global association that's focused on inside sales and providing training and providing content. It's a great organization. The website for the organization is actually AA-ISP, so it's American Association-InsideSalesProfessionals.org, AA-ISP.org. And so they're very focused on helping people in the area of prospecting. One thing that, I mean, when I went from inside sales to outside sales, my phone prospecting increased. What we provide actually, I think, fits well with anybody that is really looking to increase sales, whether you're in inside sales or not. But anyway, so I'm the president of the Houston chapter, and we have an event coming up it's March 28th. It's a breakfast educational workshop. So it's going to be from 7:30 to 9. I know it's a little early, but we get you in and give you some breakfast and get you some good information and try to not impact your day too much. But our topic this month is going to be on value. So you've heard us talk about value a lot today. That workshop will talk to you about how to identify what your core value is and how to communicate value and whatnot. So. Great networking. We'll be there on the front end and on the back end. And it's at no cost. You can come as a guest, and we would love to see. And the location is out at the Sales Nexus corporate office, which is on Shepherd. It's a 600 North Shepherd in Houston, zip code 77007. And we'd love to see all of you all out there. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and folks, that location on Shepherd is just off of I-10 and Shepherd. So rather than fighting all the traffic into downtown that morning, you may just want to jump off there and join us. I know I'll be there, and Michael, you're going to be there. I know Craig Klein from Sales Nexus, which is just they just have a great organization, and we so much enjoy working with them. He's going to be there, And it'll all, a lot of it will be tied together, and I'm so glad that you guys are doing the thing on the value. You know, one of the things that I've noticed more here in the last 3 to 5 years is we now have more of an ability to sell our services and products nationwide over the phone by combining that with the things that we can do on the Internet. Have you found that a lot of companies are beginning to take advantage of this opportunity?
Oh, sure. I guess the great thing about the Internet is that it allows you to reach such a wider audience. So absolutely. And tying that to what we've been talking about here today, you can use the Internet to get inbound leads by doing like search engine optimization, using social media. But one thing that is important is I think salespeople often treat an inbound lead like it's a done deal. But you need to treat an inbound lead, let's say somebody comes in through your website and calls you up, that's not a cold call, but you need to treat that like a cold call. Just because they're calling you doesn't mean they're incredibly interested and know how you help. And that they're a good fit. You still need to qualify them. You still need to communicate your value to that prospect. And someone might call you up and say, "Give us a demonstration."
Michael, on that note, we're going to have to put an end to this wonderful conversation because the folks at Tough Talk Radio are going to cut us off here. So I would like to thank everyone on behalf of our producer, Mr. Tony Gambone, the people behind the scenes who make it so easy to host this show, and our guest today, Michael Halper. This is Dirk Cummins, your host for Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins. make it a great day.
This has been another edition of Networking on Main Street with Dirk Cummins, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.